The shiur is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rachaleya Bas Chaim Tzvi. In the last shiur, we focused on one pasuk in Perek Lamed Beis of Yirmiyahu, pasuk Yetes, where the Navi enunciates a very fundamental doctrine of Hashkocha Pratis, a doctrine which is one of the most fundamental yesodos of our emunah. And we mention the discussion that Rashi and Ramban have in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, where the Ramban propounds a theory, a very fundamental theory, that the whole idea behind Sefer Bereishis is the yisayid of Hashkocha, and Emunah in Hashkocha, and Schar Va'onesh, and Gemul, a universal concept. Rashi presented the beginning of Bereishis as being Hakdama to mitzvahs, that the Torah primarily is a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and therefore this is a mabo to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban enunciates the premise of Emunah and Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach and Schar Va'onesh that applies not just to Klal Yisrael but to the Ummah Salam as well. And in that vein, we read selections or segments of the Ramban in his Hakdamah to Iyov. And the end of the shiur, we refer to Psukim that the Torah has in Tazvir Metzorah relating to Nigei Begodim and Nigei Adam. I want to share a Sfarno in Parshas Tazria, Perek Yud-Gimel, where also the Sfarno discusses again the Pele, this incredible Ness that Hashem Yisbarach vouchsafed to Klal Yisrael, a Ness which is a sign of Hashkocha, and it's not just the Chiddush of the Sfarno. The Ramban in his Perek Shel HaTorah points out that this was not a natural kind of phenomena. Not only Nigei Begodim, but Nigei Batim. And the Ramban notes that only when Klal Yisrael was Shleimim, this is the Ramban Lashit Tosso in many different places in Chumash, especially the Ramban in the end of Bechukosai, speaks about a Madrega that Klal Yisrael is on, where there's no need to consult doctors, but rather they go directly to Hashem Yisbarach through a Navi. They're able to discern and find out exactly what the particular malady they're suffering from, because every physiological spiritual counterpart, Ein Yisurim B'lo Chet, Ve'ein Misa B'lo Yavoin, and the Ramban, in the context of the Goyim, the Ramban indicates that when Klal Yisrael are Shleimim, then Ribbono Shel Olam, his Hashkocha is directly upon them, and as a result, we're talking about their bodies, their clothing, their houses. But if Chas V'Shalom, a person will deviate and commit some sort of an Avera, then the Ramban says over there, there will be some Kiyur B'Psoro, or B'Bigdo, or B'Gufo, and that's itself a direct sign that Hashem Sar Me'Olam, Hashem Yisbarach is no longer with him. And that's a sign, of course, that the individual has to do tshuva miyad. And that's why the pasuk says, "V'nasati negat zaras bevei seras achuzaschem." The Ramban comments, he calls it makas Hashem babayis ahu, and it's only in Eretz Yisrael, which is nachas Hashem. And so to nigei batim, nigei begodim, only apply to Eretz Yisrael. And this idea was elaborated upon by Rabbeinu Bechaye as well, that this is the incredible sign of Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach. And the Rambam as well, the end of Hilchos Tumas Taras, also has a similar kind of presentation that the Ramban speaks of, but I would like to share the Sfarno that's not so well known. Again, similar lines, the Sfarno develops and elaborates on this idea. He writes, in Perek Yud Gimel of Tazria, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Va'abegit hi avo neged Taras, just follow the underlying section, this is not something which is of a natural kind of phenomena. It's certainly metanatural. And continuing on the next page, the Sfarno says, "Omnam heyid akosuv shelefamim yezek kifele babgodim ubabatin bezeh lohoyir ozen habalim alaveru shviyodam." This is to warn the individuals who committed some sort of transgression, that this is a direct warning from Hashem Yisbarach. And he gives an example that Chazal have, the Gemara in Kedushin, with reference to a person, Chas V'Shalom, who is not careful during the Shemitah year, what exactly will result. And Sfarno says at the end of that section, again on page Nun Vavi, V'chol zeh b'chemas Hashem alamo. This is a sign of the unbelievable connection, bonding and connectivity that Hashem Yisbarach has with Klal Yisrael. The Chen Kibu Chazal, the Sfarno continues, Shein big de goyim et tamim in the goyim. It has no application to the goyim. They don't have this kind of Ashkocha. This, of course, is a Mishnah. In Maseches Negoyim, Kol Abgodim, Betamim B'Negoyim, Chutz Mishalakum. The Ramban and Rabbeinu B'Chaye, they explore the distinction between Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz. Eretz Yisrael having this unbelievable direct Ashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach. Mashen Kein, Chutz Laaretz does not have the same kind of direct Ashkocha. But the Sforno, he accentuates the distinction between the Goyim and Klal Yisrael. And he goes on to say, "V'zeh ki omnam hamin ha'enoshi hu atachlis ha'mechuvim ha'metzias." Obviously, Hashem Yisbarach created all different types of beings. Bifrat b'metzias hanifsodim ki hu levado mucha mikulam liyosdom alaborei b'muskalos b'masias. The highest creation, of course, is man. Ramban also, as we well know, divides creation into four different groups. There is, Ramban speaks of domain, inorganic matter, matter that's inert, tzomeach, the vegetable world, chai, the animal kingdom, midaber, as the Arabic philosophers were known as, the mutakalimun, amidabrim, the individuals that possess a logos, a seichel, and the ability to formulate ideas and to verbalize them. So the Sforno also, in fact, indicates as well, we have different groupings, different levels of creation. The highest is the human being, who's domela borei b'muskolos u'masios kasher heyidu yisbarach. Hashem Yisbarach himself testified to that when he said, a person who's created b'tzalmenu kid musenu b'yitzdak zeh b'chol echad me'ishe ha'adam b'sichlo ha'ishi ha'nikot tzem alokin u'b'kocha b'chiri ha'nikot dus v'alokin. The Sforno distinguishes between tzem alokin, which is man's intellectual acuity, and free will, free choice, which is the Musa Elokim. Ki Adam levado banivroim hu bal bechira. Only human being has this kind of free choice and free will, as the Rambam, of course, indicated in Hilchos Tshuva, in several prakim, the notion that harishus nesuna, the idea that man is a bal bechira. The Rambam also in Chumash many times writes that animals operate on instinct. There is no concept of Bechira. So the Sforno says as well, the notion of Bechira is limited to the human being. The Kasher Yisbonin, B'mitzias Baro, B'gadol V'tuva, Asher Bohu Rav Chesed V'emes, Uva'em Oisit Tzedakah V'mishpat, when a human being contemplates the Gadlus HaBeire, V'achash Yisbonin V'ikirzeh, once a person comes to that, Hakara, that realization, unquestionably, he'll only want to carry out the Ratzon Hashem. Yelech midrachav, lasos vitzono kirtzono. Hinezeh, b'lisafik, once he does that, then he's engaged in imitati odei, and then he is dome leboro yosef mikol shah nivroim. Only a person can come to such a level, such a high level. The Rambam also, kayadua, ilochus yisori ha-Torah, when the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, the Rambam there also notes and points out that the way to come to Avos Hashem is by examining the complexity, the majesty, the beauty of the creation process. And as a result, one will be overwhelmed and come to Avos Hashem. And at the same time, says the Rambam, one realizes one is in the presence of Ribbono Shel Olam. One recoils and recognizes one's worthlessness and nullity and sense of afsus. And that, of course, automatically engenders Yiras Hashem. And now the Sforno continues here on page Nun Zayin, and he writes the following. The Chashelev Husal Hito Es Adam Izeh. Unfortunately and tragically, once the human being was driven from the course, or deviated from the course of Avodas Hashem, B'yoso Nishma Lakoach HaMisaveh HaGashmin B'chol Pulosov. This is how the Rambam interprets the Chet Adam HaRishon. The Chet, the Rambam says, was essentially Murgoshos overcame Muskolos. There's a constant tug of war between the appetitive aspect of the human being, the Koach HaTaiva, the Koach HaDimyon, And on the other hand, the seichel, the intellectual element, of course, of every human being, and one unfortunately overwhelmed the other. The seichel is that which should be guiding us and directing us all the time. And the Sfarim also speaks in similar language, that the koach hamisaveh hagashmi somehow took over, and as a result, we became indolent as far as the Ritzon HaBorei, carrying out the Ritzon Hashem, or we even, Rachmanu Litzlan, rebelled against Hashem Yisbarach. And so the punishment, Yehon Neshalav Nitzri, or Bilti Nitzri, Kafi HaMishpatu Eloki, Ki Yomro, Ki Lo Atzdik Rasha. The Chashayir Grezel Adam Mishgaga Sheyotzim Meito, if we're talking about an Avera that was done by Shogeg inadvertently, not deliberately, Hine Yisyaseh B'mamonu B'gufo, so Hashem Yisbarach will punish him either through his material possessions or, God forbid, in a direct kind of way, physically, all this is a direct sign of Hashkocha. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us a message, a very clear, direct message. Ki Omro, as the Pasuk says in Iyov, Vayigel Oznam Lamusar. Omnam says the Sfarno Hanir Domim, those that are in a slumber, those that are in a stupor. Ashalawisaru Klaalodas Domimizeh. The Sfarno says something incredibly startling, that this is Rov HaOlam. The majority of the world are in a stupor, are in a slumber. And unfortunately, even Rov of Klal Yisrael also are in this kind of sleep. Zulasi Yechides Gula, with the exception of particular individuals. So if that's the case, Hein b'li savik tachat hanogas ha-teva, v'agromim ha-shmeimim ha-nichbodim y'esim b'li adam, kishar mini b'alei chayim ha-shol al-tipo al-ashkoch ha-lokis b'yishayim. Says the Sfarno, an individual, which is Rov HaOlam and Rov Klal Yisrael, what will happen vis-a-vis their ashkocha? Their ashkocha, says the Sfarno, will be no different than the ashkocha that Hashem has on minei b'alei chayim, and the animal kingdom. Asher lo tipol hashkocha Elokis b'yishayim. That here there is no direct hashkocha on every specific animal, on a particular elephant, on a particular kangaroo, on a particular hippopotamus. But rather, the Sfarno says, I will be minei milvad. The hashkocha is what's known as a hashkocha klolis, as opposed to hashkocha protis. Ki bohem tishlam, because Hashem Yisbarach is interested in the perpetuating of the species of different animals, but the Ashkoch is only on the mean, both in Klali. And we'll see this Mitzvah Hashem a little bit later in Avishai Chaim Lutzato Zatzal, who is very mefarate, very specific regarding this idea. The Sfarno continues, V'chashe bocha buma Yisraelis ka'amro, V'cho bocha Hashem alokecha li'yel saliyam segula mikol ha'amim asher al p'nei ha'adamah. When Hashem Yisbarach chose us to be His treasure nation, b'zeh b'nei shetikva samachu v'meito Yisbarach, he also ruhi ha-metziah b'ishe zos ha-uma, ma-shetiah b'ishe zulasa. The expectations from Klal Yisrael are much greater than that which Ribbono Shel Olam expects from the Umos HaOlam. Ki omnam metziah sabore v'yachduso, neida b'ktsosa, u'mekubal v'kula v'yavos, they were very specific individuals who certainly had this very distinctive connection with Hashem Yisbarach. They are directly on this Hashkocha. This father refers to the Avos, to Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Kosav lo yivesim ha-Torah, v'achelek ha-yuni v'ha-mitzvah v'achelek ha-masi, kashahed b'yomro, v'ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah shekasavti lo-rosam. V'hizir, and in the Torah, Hashem Yisbarach warned us, Shebin Tosa Mizeh, if we deviate from the Torah, Yoi Rosna Bi Yisurin, will be punished. The Ribbono Shel Olam will be Miyaser us. And the purpose of the Yisurin is not simply to punish us, but as a warning that we are unfortunately off the primrose path, and we must once again return. And he refers to a number of Sukkim Ki Amro, Im Shema Tishma, Kol HaMachla Shesavdi B'Tzayim Lo Sim Alecha, Ki Ani Hashem Ofecha. And now, on page Nuntes, on the top, the Sfarno now refers to the parsha of the Goyim. Uvechem lasso aleihem. All this is a result of the compassion of Hashem Yisbarach towards Klal Yisrael. She haromeim the rotten the fun of. If we carry out the Ritzon HaShabakom, Omar La'orer HaYechidah Mehem, Rishayim LeBeinah Begodim, first by visiting us with the Goyim that are on our clothing, Ashalem Bo'akab Alashim Bigdei Goyim Etamim in the Goyim, as we mentioned earlier, that non-Jews are not affected by these the Goyim, U'shalo Yaspik Zeh, so first Hashem is Barach, visits our Begodim, our clothing with the Goyim. It's a warning which is somewhat removed from our goof, from our bodies, but if that's not sufficient, this is something which is metaphysical, totally something beyond the teva. When unfortunately there was a Yiridas HaDeiros, when Klal Yisrael descended, and the Ramban also in Bichul Kosai, the Ramban I referred to earlier, also indicates this as well. Once we were no longer ru'uyim for a direct contact with the Shechina, with Hashem Yisbarach, through the Navi, then the Ramban says we have no choice but to operate within Teva, Bederach HaTeva, through the natural framework, through natural processes, and the Sfarno in a similar vein also writes this. When we were no longer that Madrega, worthy of the compassion of Hashem Yisbarach, Ein zikar l'rishonim shanim tzul l'olam ligei batim, atcha amru k'tzasim zal, shalom hayu l'olam. So we have an unbelievable description on the part of the Sfarno of the incredible hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. But of course the tenai is that we have to be Bali Madrega, we have to be worthy, we have to be roi. And if we are roi, then Hashem is Baruch in effect. His Ashkocha is instantaneous. The Ashkocha is of an immediate nature, of such a direct nature. It's almost a Geiger counter that automatically somehow detects any kind of stia, any kind of deviation from the norm. And that is reflected in the Negoyim that would be visited upon us. This connection that Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embedded, according to the Ramban, in a very famous pasuk that the Torah describes vis-a-vis Avram Avinu. The Torah says vis-a-vis Avram Avinu, an unbelievable pasuk in Vayera, it's in Perek Yudches, pasuk Yutes. Hashem Yisbarach says about Avram Avinu, ki yedativ, the way many Rishonim interpret the language of yedativ, lashon chiba, there is a love, romantic kind of relationship that Hashem Yisbarach has with Avram Avinu. And why is that so? And the pasuk says why. Leman asher yitzave es banav yes beso achrov. Because Avraham Avinu, in effect, issues a clear directive to his children and grandchildren. B'shamu derech Hashem lasei tzedakah u'mishpat. Leman novi Hashem al Avraham es asher dibre alav. So there the Ramban has an incredibly beautiful comment that relates to the specific issue that we are referring to. The Ramban says over there, in Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudches, towards the end of the Ramban, Va'anochem be'inai, ki yediyah bo mamish. Ramban says we're talking about a direct yediyah that Hashem Yisbarach has vis-a-vis Avraham Avinu. Yirmoz, ki yediyas Hashem, shi hashkachoso bo'olam ha'shofol, hi lishmor ha'klolim. V'gam b'nei ha'odam munochim bo'olam mikrom, ad bo'eis pikudasam. That in general, there is a general kind of hashkocha, hashkocha klolis, that applies to human beings as a whole. And obviously what that means, the Ramban says, that hashkocha is of a very general nature, a very universal nature. However, the Ramban continues, Abba v'chassidov, when it comes to chassidi Hashem, namely Klal Yisrael, yosu meilav libo ladas eisad bifrat, the Ribbono Shel Olam goes into detail. He's interested in the very minutia, in every single aspect of Klal Yisrael and of their lives, of the individuals. Liyoshmira so dafka botamid. Yibbono Shalom is going to guard us. Lo tipari in hayidiyah vatschiyah bimenu klal. Ketam lo yigar mitzadik enov. Ubomi ze psukim rabim the many many psukim tanach hineina shem yireyav alam yachalim lechazdoi. So those individuals are directly subject to the hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach. In a similar vein, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, again one of the most famous Rambans in Chumash, on the pasuk where the Torah describes that we have tefillin that are to be worn l'tol tafas ben yinecha l'man tiyah teras Hashem b'ficha ki b'yol chazoka otziach Hashem b'mitzrayim. The other Ramban in Perek Gimel of Parshas Bo, pasuk tezayin, in the middle of the Ramban has the following comment. Hinei me'eis ha'yeis abadazara ba'ilam mi'me'enosh. From the time abadazara began during the days of Enosh, Chazal have commented, both the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Abadazara, a Perek Aleph, and Chazal as well, comment on the pasuk, oz huchal likro b'shem Hashem, huchal loshen chulin, the Parshin Bereshis, a reference to abadazara that emerged. So the Ramban continues and writes, Heichelu ha-deos li-shtamish be-emunah. There were many different philosophies, unfortunately, that were misguided and were misconstruing the emunah tahora. Mehem kofim ba-ikar v'yemim ke-elam kadmo. Those who contended the world is eternal, similar to Aristotle. Kichashu Hashem ayom ulohu. Those who denied Ribbono shel Olam. The way the pasuk writes in Yemiyo Perakei, pasuk Yud Beis, umeyem machishim b'idasa protis, and those who deny the specific foreknowledge of Hashem Yisbarach v'yamru eicha yeda keil v'yeshdeya be'elyon umeyem shiyodu b'yediya machishim b'ashkocha. We refer this idea earlier. We saw it in the context of the Ramban in Zakdoma to Iyov. Those that acknowledge Yediyas Hashem, but deny the Ashkocha, the Divine Providence. V'yasu Adam Kidgei Hayam. And somehow, as the Pasuk in Habakkuk Perek Aleph notes, people are likened to fish in the sea. Shulei Ashkiach HaKel Bokem Ve'ini Mo'em Ha'ini Shoschar Yehmi Wazam Hashem Esa'aretz. This is the group of French philosophers I alluded to earlier. Many, many different French philosophers who in effect indicated that even if Hashem created the world, but he subsequently abandoned it, Azav Hashem es Oretz, as the Navi Yecheskel and Peraches noted, the Chasher Yitzel Elokim Be'ado B'yachid Be'ido or B'yachid V'yasi Imoem B'yifis B'shinim Medhog Shal Olam B'tivo Yisbar Elokol B'tol Adeos Elokulam. The moment Hashem Yisbarach obviously performs overt miracles, it's very clear that this is the undoing and the very refutation of those theories, of those philosophies. Ki ha-meifes ha-niflo, meirash eshlo, meloka, mechad shuviyodiyah, mashkiach v'yochol. The moment one sees any kind of change in the Teva Ha'ilam, that's an indication that Ribbono Shel'olam is a mechadesh, someone who creates, v'yodiyah, has foreknowledge, u'mashkiach, divine providence, and guardianship, v'yochol, omnipotence, v'chashayi ha-meifes ha-hu, nigzat chilim b'pi navi, yizbarim imen od ha-mitas ha-navuah. And if it's done through a Navi, then again, the concept of Nevuah, of divine communication, of dialogue, comes to the fore. Ki Dabar Elokim Eso Adam, the Galos Seidai, El Abodav HaNavim, the Navi, Amos, and Paragimel, Gemara at the end of Parak HaNechnokin, that speaks about the Chazok of a Navi, Fitiskayim Im Zeh HaTorah Kula. V'lachein Yom HaKosav, this of course, is a well-known Ramban. The Ramban sees the Makos is being divided into three. We have the well-known Simen, Rabbi Yudah Yonaisim, and Simonim, Ditzach, Hadash, Vachav. And the Ramban divides the three groups into three different messages, three different Misorim, and the Ramban here refers to them. V'lochein yom ha'akosim b'meisim l'man teida ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz l'hoyres ala hashkocha. Number one, Divine Providence. Ki lo yozom v'sam l'mikrim k'daitom. Number two, v'yomar l'man teida ki l'Hashem ha'aretz l'hoyres ala chidush. The notion that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, Ex Nihilo, Kehem Shalosh, Shebra Me'ayin, V'Yomar, and thirdly, Bavur Teda Kin Kamoni B'chal Aretz, La'Oros Alei Choles, Shu Shalit Bakol, the omnipotence of Hashem Yisbarach. Ein Ma'akeh B'yado, Ki B'chol Zeh, Hayu HaMitzvim, Machishin, U'mistapchin, the Egyptians either denied these three principles, or they were ambivalent about it. And all this is, Ramban says, testimony In Kena Isa Sam Basim Magdalen Aidim Nem Monim Bemuna Sabaya with Terakula Uvaburki Akonish Bahola Yasa Isam Babis Behold Dorlan and Kol Rosh Kaifer. Hashem Yisbarach does not perform miracles for any particular Russia or Kaifer, therefore we have to somehow render this an eternal message. Vinatik Adorel Banenu Uvneyem 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 Bedoracharom. And the Rabban has a famous comment, it's underlined over here. Ki akrena mezuzah bezuzechad. Person buys a mezuzah for a small amount of money. Vikava bepitzchom in his kambin yono. And this fixes it to his door and already has in mind the messages of the mezuzah kvar hoida bechidush ha'olam. He already is acknowledging the fact that Hashem created the world. Ubidiyah saborei, the foreknowledge of Hashem is baruch u'bashkachasai. And Nevuah as well, that Amun and Nevuah is also embedded. So here again, the entire Ramban is really devoted to an explication of this same notion, namely the notion of Ashkocha and Yediyas Hashem as being B'yisaydi Adas. The world is not Hefker, the world is not chaos, the world doesn't simply run by itself. The way the Baal HaTanya and many others have pointed out, HaMechadesh B'chol Yom Tami Masei Bereishis, if Hashem is brought forth to 1 second, remove His Ashkocha from this world, the world would be Tohu Vavohu. And a similar idea, even at greater length, is described by Rabbeinu B'chaye in his Perash Al HaTorah. Rabbeinu B'chaye often elaborates and explicates on the Yesodos of the Ramban, and there, in the Parshas Vayera, again, Rabbeinu B'chaye, at great length, also describes this. On the Pasuk of Ki Yedativ, the man asher yitzav es banav es beis ha'achrav, b'shama derech Hashem, la'asa slok ha'mishpat. So the Rabbeinu B'chaye identifies the term Yediyah with Hashkacha. He writes, Yediyah Hashem is barach es ha'adam, y'ashkacha sabo, u'sha'ama ki Yedativ, bo l'mayit shar b'ri adam she'enam tzadikim. As we alluded to earlier, there are different levels of Ashkocha. And the different levels of Ashkocha are predicated upon different levels of a person's commitment and amunah and Hashem Yisbarach. B'tzorach she'taskil, the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar explains, ki Ashkocha b'olam ha'shofel b'min ha'odam, he klolis u'protis. That the Ashkocha that Hashem Yisbarach has vis-a-vis human beings is of a dual nature. There is a general kind of Ashkocha, and there's a more specific kind of Ashkocha. U'pasuk malehu, and he refers to the pasuk that we began with in the last shir, in Yirmiyahu Shematzinu, Gidol ha'etza b'ra rav ha'alilia, asher enecha b'kucha sal kol darkim in yadam, lasei sli'ish kidrocha v'kifri ma'lolav. Rabbeinu B'chaye explains, u'bishar balichayim, hi klalis, lo protis, rak bichlal kidedekayim amin, as we mentioned before, that the Ashmocha that Hashem Yisbarach has vis-a-vis animals and the like is of a very general nature, just to maintain the species, the genus, but not a specific Ashkocha on each individual animal. That's a Ashkocha Klolis. And then he writes further, V'Ashkocha Pratis Shebimin Ha'adam, what about the specific Ashkocha that relates to human beings? Nechleka L'Shnei Chalokim is divided into two. One is Hashkocha Boleda called Prati Maase U'Machshavosa. Hashem Yisbarach knows all the particular details, the minutia, each prat u'prat of our actions, of our thoughts. And two, V'Hashkocha Bo Lahogin Olav V'Hatzilam V'Namikrim. The Hashkocha which will save us from all kinds of mishaps, says the Rabbeinu B'chaye, Ashkocha boleda kol prati masav he bechol adam Yisrael omen omos. The Ashkocha that focuses on particular actions of each individual applies to Klal Yisrael, each Jew. Omen omos kinyan shekosav ayetzi yachalibam hamevin al kol maaseyam. However, Ashkocha bolatzilum amikrim ainz bechol adam. The second Ashkocha is a much more particularistic Ashkocha, much more parochial. The notion that we'll be saved from all kinds of mishaps doesn't necessarily apply to every person, and certainly not even to every Jew. Kim mitzadikim shabaim, only to individuals who are righteous. Shakadosh Baruch Hu matzil satzadikim and amikrim sheshar ben yadam mitzar ben yadam. That most individuals are subject to all kinds of achmanu litzlan, mishaps and events that may occur of a negative nature, events that put a person in different types of sakonos, danger, that jeopardize his or her life. But that does not apply, says the Aben Mechayi, to tzaddikim, because here, vis-a-vis tzaddikim, not only is there a hashkacha on their particular actions and machshavos, but rather, v'lo yazov es chasidov, v'lo yigra mehem eino, el hashkachoso b'tzaddik tomid, lo tipore b'menu klal. V'zelo shon ki yedativ, she'ashkacha bo, u'v'shara tzaddikim, la'atzilam mimikri b'nei adam. So Aben Mechayi speaks of two different types of hashkacha. One that essentially is universal, applies to every Jew and to Ummah Salam as well, namely the Hashkocha that Hashem is aware of all of our activities and all of our thoughts. That's a universal Hashkocha, but the second kind of Hashkocha is much more particularistic and relates specifically to Tzaddikim, that as the Ramban writes in Chumash, Ragli Chasidav Yishmor, and the way Chazal described it a number of times in Medrash and in Shas, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, in effect, guards the tzaddikim kibav aseino, and that's also what the Aben Mechayi refers to, the hashkocha from Achman Litzan, all kinds of mishaps and different mikrim misuyamim that can possibly occur. So here we have an introduction at greater length than what we saw in the Ramban to two different types of hashkocha, a hashkocha klolis and a hashkocha protis. And even within the hashkocha protis, there are two types of hashkocha. One that relates to specific actions and thoughts that a person has, and that's of a universal nature. And the second that relates specifically in a very trenchant and poignant kind of way only to tzaddikim who are roi l'kach. The Sefer HaChinuch also, similar to the Svarno, comments on the Parsha of the Goyim. And he writes a mitzvah kuf samach tes that's in front of you, the mitzvahs inyan tumas mitzora. In the underlined section, he points out that any notion of tzaras or negoyim, b'lo yikach adava kecholei abba b'mikre, there is no such thing as happenstance. Elo yitein leiv olav, where a person has to study the matter and contemplate and realize v'yeda ki god l'avona garm oso, this was caused by the enormity of chet that he or she committed. On the next page, Tzadik Dalid, Mishor Sheh HaMitzvah, again, he explicates this Yisod. Mishor Sheh HaMitzvah Likvah V'Nafshot Seinu, Ki Ashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu, Protis HaKol Echa V'Echa V'Nei Odom, V'Chiei Necha P'Kuchas HaKol Da'acheim. Again, the Chinuch, like most of the other Rishonim, refers to the primary Pasuk, which is in our Perek of Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis, Yutes. Moshe Kasa here refers to a pasuk in Iyov of a similar nature, ki eino abal darchi ish v'chol tzaad av yireh. But this pasuk almost parallels the one in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Yitesh, this is in Iyov, Perek Lamed Dalet, pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'lachein uzarnu lasei slei v'lachol yara azeh v'lachshov ki achet garam oso, v'kvar amu chazal, ki v'ched lashen hara, yobo b'rov. Most of these negoyim come because of lashen hara. Therefore, don't view it as some sort of a happenstance, as a coincidence. What is directed to the Kohen, whose job is hopefully to arouse in us the Cheshek HaRatzon to do tshuva. And then the Torah describes the processes that one has to undergo, the different types of Hezger. And the Chinuch writes, again in the underlying section, all the procedures that one has to undergo, yore hashkachas baruch hu al kol darchi adam achas echos. All this simply underscores the specific hashkacha that Hashem has. Ulefisha deos rabos hashkachas akel al kol bruav, because there are different opinions regarding hashkacha. Yavo b'harbe psukim b'mikra b'harbe mitzvus lahoros al inyan yosam pina gedola b'taraseinu. He also indicates this is one of the fundamental cornerstones of our emuna. Sheish kitos b'nei adam yachshu. There are different groups that think ki hashkachas Hashem is barach al kol aminim b'frat ben anashim al kol shar balei chayim. There are those who assume that the hashkachas Hashem is barach relates not only to human beings but to the animal kingdom as well. V'yeshriyem kitos yachshu. And there are those who assume ki hashkachas Hashem barachu al kol inyan he'olam ben balei chayim or shar dvorim klomar shelo yisnoeya dover echad kodem ba'olam hazeh. Rak bechetzo baruch hu ubegzeiraso. Ad sheyachshavu ki minfol ala echa min ha'ilan hu gazer alav sheyipol. V'yefsho sheyisacher o yigdam zman nefi lasa afilu rega. V'zeh das rochog havi min ha'seichol. The Chinuch, like many other Rishonim, does not accept this other position which he formulates as being one that every single action that occurs in the world occurs only as a result of Gzera of Hashem Yisbarach. Chazal and many Midrashim speak about even a blade of grass that grows, that cannot possibly grow without an order, an imperative, Tzivui, Gadel, now you should grow. And he finds this position to be difficult, even though it's one that certainly the Mekubalim, the Chachmei HaKabbalah, the Chachmei HaSod, understood as being a milsa de pshita based on many, many Mabari Chazal, but the Dali Rishonim generally did not accept this position, as we have seen already in the comments of the Svarno and Abed Bechaye. And then he writes, "V'yesh kitos rosh she'achshavu shul yosim hashkachosu baruch hu klal b'chol yonei elam ha'shofol b'im manoshim b'b'sha'a b'alechayim v'udasa kofrim rav amar." These are the French philosophers I mentioned before, who, even though they may subscribe to the Bria, but then Hashem azar ha'sa'aretz, he abandoned the earth and left it to run by chance. V'anachnu, says the Chinuch, b'alei adas u'amitis לפי מה ששמעתי, נוסם השכחות וברכו על כל מיני בעלי החיים בכלל. There's a concept of השכחות פרוטיס and השכחות כלוליס. The animal kingdom operates under השכחות כלוליס. כלומר שכל מין מן המינים הנברואים בעולם יסקאים לעולם. Hashem is interested in perpetuating the species of different animals, different groups of animals. לא יכלה ויובה כולו, כי והשכחות יימצא קיל לכל דבר. However, that is vis-a-vis the animal kingdom. But vis-a-vis the human being, says the Echinuch, uvimin ha'odam na'amin ki v'ashkachosu baruch hu al kol echad v'echad bifrat. Here there's an individualistic ashkacha on each person, on each human being, who ha'meivin al kol ma'aseyin. V'chein ki ba'alu migdoleinu, v'gab nimsa al zeh ha'bik suvim yoru ke'enyin kein, v'lachein izi rasanu ha'torah, that's what the Torah warns us in the Pasha of Negoyim. Ki ba'agi al ha'odam ha'chol ya'ra, when a person is afflicted by tzaras, don't take it as a happenstance. Kyokel Baruch Shemashkiach Alav Tamid, Yira Masi Chuvaso, Beir Peu, Vizeu Inyana as Gerim, to Moshe Amarno. Here Hashem Yisbarach has developed an entire procedure, and obviously the Kohen is involved in this procedure. He is the one who's going to direct us how to discern and how to fix that which was in effect a deviation from the course, and all this is the result of the Hashkacha of Hashem Yisbarach. And now, just by way of general siyum, let us refer to a Rambam in Mor Nebuchim, again a very famous Rambam. The Rambam has, in his Guide for the Perplexed, also a lot of discussion about this particular topic of Hashkacha. In the third chelik of Mor Nebuchim, the Rambam Perek Zayin devoted a rather substantial segment of this perek to this idea, and you have in front of you on page Shin Ches of the Rabbi Yosef Kapach Zatzal edition of the Mor Nebuchim. The Rambam speaks about five different hashkafas that exist vis-a-vis this concept of hashkafa. He writes, we'll just briefly overview the different hashkafas. He writes a hashkafa Rishona. Everything basically was created by chance, a kind of big bang type of theory. There's no one directing traffic, there's no one orchestrating our affairs. And this, of course, is the Hashkafa which the Rambam identifies with those who are heretics. This is absolute heresy. And the Rambam indicates that we find also this hashkafa in Yirmiyahu HaNavi Perakeh, we alluded to earlier. There are those who contended that Hashem Yisbarach did not create the world. There is no manhig. There is no bore. The world is eternal. This is an Aristotelian notion, which of course the Rambam totally and completely refutes. The second hashkafa is already of a different nature, and this is the hashkafa, says the Rambam, Misha sova ki mitzvos advarim yesh bohem hashkacha v'hem v'hanogas manig v'avirchas orech. They're willing to, shall we say, be made of a mitzvos hataina. In some areas there is hashkacha, u'mitzvosam muznach l'mikrem. In other areas there is no hashkacha, and the Rambam clearly is not happy with this position as well. We go on to the next position, which is found in page Shin Tes, Hashkafa Shlishis, Hi Hashkafa Sasobim, Shein Bechol HaMetzias Mu'uma B'mikra Klal. There is nothing that happens by chance. Lo Chelki V'lo Klali, neither in a general sense, neither in a particular sense, Ela Kol B'Chefetz V'Kavona V'Anoga, U'Boru Hu Shakol HaMunhag, Kfar Noda. Every single thing is directed. And this particular Hashkafa, the Rambam ascribes to certain Arab philosophers, and he goes on to describe this at some length. The Rambam says, and he indicates that every single item obviously is in effect directed from on high. And as I said, this notion is also found among the Mekubalim and also found in Chazal in a number of Midrashim, but not the position that necessarily was adopted by most of the Rishonim. The Rambam goes on in page Shin Yud, the underlined section on the top of the page, he writes, V'sha'adam ein lo yecholos klal asos davar shalod asos, there is no bechira. Everything is predetermined, the idea of predetermined behavior, u'mischayiv olufi hashkafa zu she'eteva ha'afshori batu b'inyanam elu, v'shiu kol advarim halolo chiyuvim ol nimnoyim, v'nischayiv olufi v'yomru ki eila shan u'korim osam ha'afshoriim, Kamidas Uvein, Ubi Ashimon, Im Afshar, Yachas Eleno, Abu Bisyachis Ela Bisala, Imbem Afshar Estral, Elohim Amunia. And according to this, Hashkafa, obviously, a person has no free choice. A person has no free will. Everything is determined, everything is predetermined, and this notion, again, is the one which the Rambam feels is clearly not the ideal. Continuing in the fourth Hashkafa in Shin Yud, the Rambam says on the left hand side, that hashkafa is those who contend sheish l'adam b'cholas, who l'fikach yitochim ha'shenema v'atorah v'natzivu v'azorah v'agmul v'onesh v'adas eila b'ofen sadir v'sofrim shekol ma'asi Hashem tolzor shal chochma v'shechalil lo mi'ovel v'ein oman ishmeitiv. And this also is hashkafa which the Rambam describes again to certain Arabic philosophers. But finally, the Rambam comes to the hashkafa which is our hashkafa, that's on page Shin Yud Alf. Here the Rambam says, Hashkafa Chamishis, Hi Hashkafa Seinu. Klomar, Hashkafa Torah Seinu. And the Rambam is going to refer to Psukim in Tanakh, in Nebuah, and he goes on to say, Yisod Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, V'chol Ha'ochim Acharea, Hi She'odam Bal Yecholet Mukhletet. A person certainly is a Bal Bechira, Klomar Sheish B'tivo, Uvi B'chiraso, the chetzo lasos, koma shebiat ha'odam lasos, beli sheyibra lo shum davar mechudesh klal. The kach komine bali chayim noyim bechetzom, the kach rotza. Klomar, shemiritzonu hakodum, asher lo chada lios, sheikol chay, no bechetzom. Each one travels based on their own decision. V'shei adam bali choles al kol asher yachbo tzol yivcham masher yesh lo yicholos olav, v'ze yisod. And that's a very fundamental principle that the Rambam here articulates. And he writes further that unquestionably the nature of the Hashkacha of Hashem Yisbarach is a direct function of one's Bechira. One in effect determines the kind of Hashkacha that Hashem Yisbarach will visit upon him. That's what he writes in the upper left hand column, page Shin Yud Aleph. on the third line, says the Rambam, "V'chein nechlal yisaras taras Moshe Rabbeinu shu yisala ein avel lefana b'shum panu v'eifen chas v'shalom." There's no evil to be ascribed to Hashem Yisbarach. "V'shekol abba b'nei adam in ha'yisurin," if a person is punished, "v'mashem agiyah lehem in ha'tov," a person is rewarded, "ha'adam ha'yachad ha'atzibur," an individual or a community, "ha'kol b'nei shemuyim l'kach b'mishvat ha'tzedek she'ein avel bo klal." Everything is done with a tremendous sense of equity. "V'afilu nagah for adam b'keitz b'yado," the ways of Hashem are absolute in terms of their yashrus of their mishpat. So the Rambam goes on to indicate that here we have different types of hashkafas, but the hashkafa which the Rambam feels is the Torah hashkafa is the one that leads us with total bechira, and again the notion, as Chazal say, "Ein misa b'lo chet, ein yisur b'lo avah." This the Rambam has on the top of page Shin Yud Beis, b'midah shalom modi modedin lo, the Lashon Mishnah in Maseches Seita, and therefore a tzaddik, depending on his madrega, will be rewarded for his actions, for his chesed, for his yashrus, and chas v'shalom rasha will be punished. And there are different levels of Rishayim and different levels of Tzadikim. And again, the Rambam, more or less, is in line with the Shittos of most of the Rishon that we saw till now. If you look in the left-hand column of Shin Yud Beis, the underlined section, "Ani b'deya," says the Rambam, "ki ashkocha elokis ein abayla mazeh ha-shofol, kleinma mitachas gagol erech, ela b'ishe min ha-odem bilvad." The Rambam Shitta is that this kind of ashkocha that he spoke about relates only to human beings. Comes to the animal kingdom, going on to the next page, Shinya Gimel, the Toshin Atzomech, Zulaso, or the vegetable kingdom and the like, Hare Ashkafosi, Bo Kashkavas Avisto. Eineni Sobu Klal, Ki Haole Azeh, Nosha Bashkocha, a leaf fell because of a direct order of Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem does not become involved with a particular ant or with a particular leaf or blade of grass. That's not from Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore the Rambam Shita is that the notion of Hashkocha Pratis applies only to a human being. Now, I mentioned that perhaps the last few minutes we will focus on Rabbi Shechaim Lutzato really is the one who at great length elaborates on this concept of Hashkocha Pratis, Hashkocha Klolis. He points out, Rabbi Shechaim Lutzato, that even an individual who's a great tzaddik and who's subject to Hashkocha Pratis, Hashem Yisbarach clearly and specifically focuses on that individual, Litov, but he also may have an element, perhaps a small element, albeit a minor element of his personality, that also has an element of Hashkocha Klolis. And Rabbi Shechaim Lutzato and his work is really spelled out in a beautiful sefer by the Mashgiach Aponovich, Rav Chaim Friedlander, Zechatag Dibracha, Sifsei Chaim. One of his svarim, he has a rather lengthy discussion of the Ramchal's position. This notion that even a tzaddik can also have an element of Hashkocha Klolis, Rav Chaim Lutzato explains, for example, and that's how Rav Friedlander gives a mashal, a mad dabba deima, along the following lines. The Gemara says in Makkos, "And Daf Yud Talmud Shegola, Maglin Rabbo Imo." A Talmud goes into Golis, it's already Miklad, so the Rebbe goes with him. Not because the Rebbe is deserving of an onesh, of a punishment, if he has a Talmud, Sherotzach Mishogeg, who killed inadvertently, so it's Mechliyev to go to Ari Miklad, but rather the Gemara says, V'chai, Omolei Midin Temelei Chiyusei. A Talmud cannot survive without his Rebbe, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doeg even for the tzvachim of a rotzeach b'shogeg. when he's going to be sent into exile to Ari Miklat, Hashem wants to provide him with all his necessities, not only material necessities, but his tzrachim ruchniyim as well, the spiritual necessities. And therefore, a Talmud is learning by a certain Rebbe, in order to maintain his spiritual level, he needs a Rebbe who will teach him Torah, who will guide him, and therefore, the Rebbe is going to go into Golus as well. So even though the Rebbe is a great tzaddik, much greater than this Talmud, and this Rebbe is under the Hashpah of Hashkocha Pratis, much more than the Talmud, but when the Talmud goes into Golus, as the need of a Rebbe, here, the Rebbe, as it were, becomes a kli, part of a Hashkocha Klolis, to assist this particular Talmud. A person does not live only for himself, but rather a person lives for others as well. And therefore, sometimes a person has to provide others, whether it's gashmi or ruchni items. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, that over and above my particular tafkid, I also serve as a kli to help others as well. So all of us have a hashkocha pratis. Some will have it in a great sense, an overwhelming sense, namely a great tzaddik, and some will have it in a very small kind of sense. And because of this hashkocha klolis, so Rishoyim are also able to survive. And the Rambam is a famous mashal, which he writes, an unbelievable mashal. The Rambam, in effect, asks the following question, which we already saw alluded to earlier, namely, it would seem that most of the world, and even including Klal Yisrael, are very distant from tzidkus, and very distant from this kind of hashkocha pratis, that's the ideal that one should strive for. So what exactly is their function? What exactly are they doing? The Lashon HaRambam is very striking. He writes, how is it possible that you have individuals, Shem Rov B'nei Adam, Arumim Min Ha'arma, Reikim and Achochma, Mevakshin HaTaiva, people who are pursuing the appetitive Taivas, and yet somehow that great Chacham, or that great Tzaddik, they are Yechidei Sgula, they are Yechidim. What exactly is the tachlis of millions and millions or billions of people who are not Oisik Batera, who are not involved in Avodas Hashem? Clearly, there's no Hashkocha Pratis for them. And the Rambam says that those people that are not of the Hashem, what is their function? To serve others. Sheilu yiyu kol b'nei adam mevakshim chachma yishochis tikun ha'olam. And the Rambam gives a very famous mashal. The mashal of the Rambam is well known. The Brisker Rav writes on this Rambam, the beginning of his Perash al HaTorah, in Sefer Bereishis. The Rambam says that you can have a situation where a person builds an incredible palace or an oasis in a desert, the way Malachim are wont to do, the way kings are wont to do. The Efsha Shiyah Armanahu Mizuman the Ish Chasid Yava Bachis Ayamim the Yechse Yomecha Bitzel Kir Menakira Saim the Yellow Siba the Natsum Mimavis. That'll come one day, a great Sadiq, a great Chasid, who's wandering in the desert and suddenly needs shade and he's parched and suddenly he espies an oasis. And that oasis, says the Rambam, was created Dafka for that Sadiq. That Armon, that palace was created Dafka for that Chassid, for that Tzaddik. And that's what the Pasuk says in Eov. Yochin, the Rasha somehow, prepares all these material items with Tzaddik Gilbash. The one who's going to be Nene will be the Tzaddik. In other words, some wealthy, munificent individual built this palace for himself, but he doesn't realize that he is not the Tachlis, nor is the palace the Tachlis for him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Ashiros, gave him his wealth and gave him his riches in order to be Meshamish a Tzaddik. That the Armon should be built and should ultimately have Tohelos for a Tzaddik, even if the Tohelos is only short-lived, of a transient nature, for one particular moment, a palace that, in effect, is built and many, many years this palace is operative, but the tzaddik is only going to enjoy it for a short period of time. And even on one occasion, that is exactly the main reason why this palace was built. And therefore, in effect, Rishoyim or people who are Ashirim, or not necessarily of the Hashem, who don't have this Ashkocha Pratis, but they are Zochet to Ashkocha Klolis, and that in effect is really what gives them Oschus Kiyam. Because if not for the Ashkocha Klolis of serving the Tzaddik, they wouldn't have this Oschus Kiyam. And there are many, many such people, says the Rambam, who in effect, their entire Oschus Kiyam is only because they serve to provide Tzaddikim and Hasidim with their material needs, and that's essentially most of the world. And this is an incredible insight into the notion of Ashkocha Pratis and Ashkocha Klolis. Harav Friedlander Zatzal gives another example from a famous Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says, Ben Zoma Hayomid al Gab Malav Harabayis. Ben Zoma is standing in the area of the Harabayis. So the Rambam describes this sugi in Brachas. He was a yachid. Rashi explains that other people are involved in Harisha and Zriya, are doing all kinds of different types of work, and I find everything prepared for me. I'm having Hanor. And this again is the same idea, also expressed in the Chazal, Sanhedrin Lama Zayin. Because in effect, Hashem Yisbarach created the world in order that an Ovid Hashem or the Ovid Hashem should have all their needs supplied for them. And the schus of that presence of Avedas Hashem, Hashem Yisbarach will create an entire, not just one group of people, but many different groups of people who are serving that Ovid Hashem, of those Ovid Hashem. And that's what it means, Bishvili Nivra Ilam. So, just in brief, in a nutshell, we began by describing the Pasuk Yirmiyahu. That's the source for the unbelievable Hashkocha Pratis that exists vis-a-vis Tzadikim, specifically, of the Hashem, Chaside Hashem. That's a Hashkocha Pratis. And that, of course, is a function of my commitment, and my dedication, and my very careful observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. Most other people, certainly, Kolshkein, Domein, Tzomeach, Chai, they have a general Ashkocha, Ashkocha Klolus. Their function is simply to serve a means to an end to the Evdei Hashem, and that's why Hashem is Mekayim them, otherwise they wouldn't have any Chuskiyim. And even Tzadikim, even though most of their persona is under Ashkocha Pratis, even they also, in the Pam Bafam, will have a Hashkocha Klolis and be utilized as a vehicle, such as the example we gave with reference to a Talmud who killed Bishogeg, and his Rebbe has to go with him to Ari Miklal. So this Yisod of Hashkocha is embedded in this Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and in fact, not just in this Pasuk, but in the entire Perek. Somehow the sense, the thinking that of the Nevi'ei Sheker, that they could somehow alter the course of Hashem Yisbarach's Tichnun, his planning as the architect plan, creation, and planned, of course, from the Bereishis Bara all the way till Vayi Hashem LeMelech Al Kol Haaretz. That's something which, of course, is negated and totally refuted by this sense of Hashkocha. And all this is embedded in the Pasuk, Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gittes, Gidola Eitza, Beravu Alilia, Asher Necho Pekucha Sadarcha Bnei Adam, Lasis Lishki Dracha Kibifri Malalov. So we look at the world around us and we see whirlwinds and we see torrents and we see all kinds of events that take place, cataclysmic events, and we are frightened and we are absolutely sometimes in a state of Behola. We are almost discombobulated. One has to realize that Hakol Bashkocha, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Ribbono Shel Olam is directing traffic, and somehow if we examine carefully Jewish history, we'll be able to see and to fathom and see the beautiful Hashkachas Hashem, specifically relating to Klal Yisrael, and we know that this is the fundamental distinction between Umas HaOlam and Klal Yisrael. Umas HaOlam rise and fall. There's a cyclical kind of connection with them. Mashen Ken Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael lo Yishaker, and ultimately the Nevuah that the Navi tells us in Yirmiyahu, there'll be ups and downs, but ultimately Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael, because we are the products of a Hashkocha Pratis, of an intimate connection that we have with Hashem Yisbarach.